Bright Lights Pathfinders. We are all a bright light searching for the Pathfinder's way. Hello, I'm Kathy Cook, and I'm your host on Thursday evenings at 6 o'clock Pacific Time. That's 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So listen up and tune in to Station 1 on bbsradio.com. It's a positive power production. Unique perfection evolves. Exquisite feelings awaken. Producing passion style.
Hello, I'm on the air. This is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook. Before I get started, I'd like to say a little prayer. Oh Lord, I just ask you to speak for me, act for me, do for me, be for me in all matters that come from my mouth. I ask for you to send this message out to the listening audience and all that tune in, and just bless us plenty with the light. Let the light just flourish upon us. And always keep us safe and keep everyone in the truth, which is in the center of their heart, which is listening with their heart and living in their heart and being in their heart of all good and positive aspects. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, first thing that's on my mind, my center of my heart, is a brand new book that has come out. It's called Talk Radio Won't You. It's an intimate guide to 700 shows and how to get invited. It's by Francine Silverman. Our friend Francine Silverman. She was on my show a year ago. She won a market, the 22nd, I believe. Anyway, she talks about Donald Newsom, the president and chairman of BBS Networks, in her first page where she is acknowledging people. So I would suggest all of you to get out there and get this book. It's called Talk Radio Won't You. And she has combined 700 hosts of different radio shows across the world, and she has taken their biographies and what their shows are all about, what is a guest from hell, all the way to the perfect guest host, as well as what the it goes into different, like, she just did such a tremendous job. Just go get the book, because you can go into New Age, and you can go into science, health, and energy, or you can go into animals, or whatever category you want to choose from. She has done a profoundly astonishing job by collecting different people all over, interviewing different radio stations as well as shows and hosts, and combined it together into a beautiful book. Talk Radio Wants You, An Intimate Guide to 700 Shows and How to Get Invited. Francine Silverman. Just Google search Francine or Francine, Silverman, and you can find hundreds of thousands of links on her. However, you can find her book that away. We have those links that is at the top. The enzymes from A to Z has it listed there. Now, what I want to get into, I do believe, is what I'm hearing, is I'm hearing foreign words that I heard long ago, back in November the 6th, 2006, and it started my week off there in deep root discernment of what is a person, place, thing, or the mystery of things trying to say to me. What is the message? Because when people talk and they spit something out to you, or they are on the phone and they say certain things, like I feel guilty, or I don't know what, I'm going around in circles, I hear a committee in my head, it causes me to really focused in, if that person's real important to me and very special to me, what was the meaning behind those little subliminal messages? So I started with subliminal messages, and I started with the words that I got back then. The words that I got back then were S-H-E-K-I-N-A, Shinaka. Then I got the words Vat, Nita, Heya, Tora, N-O-N-E-A, Noma, S-H-E-A, N-E-A, and K-E-T or K-O-P. So I focused in on the Shinaka, which is light. It represents light. Now, the way that you can research words that you feel or hear is talking to the computer by saying spiritual meaning of, or spiritual meaning, or biblical meaning, whichever way you want to see something. Just talk to the computer like it's your friend. Now, when I go to, let's say, Shinaka, it brought me to the word for the Kabbalistic meaning, K-A-B-B-A-L-I-S-T-I-C, meaning, which is light. And all week long, I've focused on the light. I've done heavy meditations. I've done some rituals. I've brought in Shinoya with some shamanic ways. I kept getting the words yellow rose. I said, well, that's where I met my husband. And I have, ironically, 3 yellow roses sitting on my table over there. And so then I took a reading that Ellie Crystal gave me of crystallinks.com, and at the end of the reading she saw a very strong, bright yellow butterfly, even though she lives, you know, way up on several floors in New York. And she said, your metaphysical symbol is a yellow butterfly. Well, the lady that cuts my hair, her father passed away, and she gave me a glass, stained glass, cutout yellow butterfly maybe a year ago. That came into play. All these things came into play. So I had to look at what is this message. What? Okay, I see it, and I'm hearing it. I'm feeling it. So light, L-I-G-H-T, bright lights, pathfinders are all a bright light searching for a pathfinder's way. What happened was, is the light, focus on the light, the moth, the butterfly. I call someone Master Butterfly, as if master as in a young person. However, now they're like a master as in evolving because of messages that they have prevailed in, you know, just different ways and just having me sit and listen to things. Now, if you look at the word light, isn't that the moth following the light, focusing on the light, getting to the light? The butterfly is the meaning of rejuvenation. It's the meaning of coming about, being birthed again. So if you go to the, you just type in, let's type in spiritual meaning, and then type in S-H-E-K-I-N-A-H, Shinaka, okay? Let's do that. It comes up with what? Hold on just a second. S-H-E-K-I-N-A-H. Okay, comes in with the different meanings, right? Comes in with, here's the Kabbalah. Right there. Okay, so then you go, what does that mean? Okay, that's God says let there be light, right? Let there be light at the end of the tunnel. It's the meaning of all of light. Go to spiritual light and think of that. And go to understanding what things mean with your spiritual essence of your light. What is it that lights your world? Now remember, there's 2 different kinds of fire. There's the fire burning in hell and fire and brimstone. Here's the fire of the Holy Spirit's breath. Right? You think of 2 specific, think of this now. because I'm going to go in and allow just God to just start speaking for me. I want you to think of two images fighting. They look like dinosaurs, but are they a dinosaur? They look like dragons. Did the dinosaur come with the dragon? Say, I don't know. But it looks like we all came from the same. The dinosaur is the oldest thing, but is it the dragon that is the dinosaur? Now, if two dragons are fighting, one dragon can spew out fire, the other dragon can spew out pure ice-cold water, which freezes, right? Well, that freezes the other one's fire, because fire that is hot and mean cannot survive from having freezing ice-cold water placed on it. That's the color blue. And with the color blue, if you search deep within the light of a candle of a flame, you see that the blue is the hottest, intense part of the entire candle flame. But remember, I've told you, blue also is the coldest a person or thing can be, because their lips turn blue when they're freezing cold. So what's the balance? The sky, the color of the sky. You focus up and out and not down and out. You'll never stumble and fall. Because you're looking up and believing and having a safety net that you know your next step in life is going to be the correct one. Let me put this more in layman terms, because I tend to get over and above a lot of people's heads, my family and my friends tell me when I'm talking, because I have to remember that there are people out there that are just beginning to listen. Listen. Well, hey, listen. I have a friend that's name is Don, and that person has taught me so much through the hey, listen. Sometimes a person gets caught in a web, you know, like they're doing their good work or their good deeds and they're just working. Someone comes along and wants to help, but it's like, but contradicts the sense before, because I'm getting ready to butt that. Let's take the circus ringleader, the ringleader, and he's got a 3-ring circus and it circles around him. If he doesn't stay totally in control of all 3 rings of those circus acts and letting the audience know what's going on, then it can get, the person getting thrown out of a, like the TNT gets lit and the person gets thrown out of the thing that shoots the cannons can get all screwed up, and then the kiddo doesn't even know where they're going. Anyway, what I'm getting at is that if you focus on yourself and you stay in control of yourself and don't give others permission to control you, and you expose the negativity as soon as it hits you and see the simple pattern that that person, I'm going to use a person for right now, shows. It's so simple, it's like riding a bicycle. Because they never know to change their patterns of behavior. But the more we become enlightened, the more we become stronger with the Lord, then it's like showing us a different way of living. It shows us a different code to break. That's why I gave you out those words at the beginning that I heard in my heart. The Shinika, the Vat, Heya, Torah, Normia. You know, those words. If you listen, let's listen right now, because that was a personal message out to several people, thousands of people, and now we're going to really listen and work. Where are your roots? Where did you form them, and where is your foundation? What kind of foundation do you have your body upon? Do you have your body upon the side of the road, gravel? Do you have your body deeply rooted in rich soil? Do you have your body rooted in someone else's pasture? Think about it for a minute. think of the parable that's in the Bible about where does the seed get rooted? Seeds. Planting seeds of thought. When a person speaks out and another's listening actively, that's a seed for thought. And you have to keep the seeds for thought. The garden of your thought process, weed it out, right? Because if you don't, then your garden and your heart will get all filled with the weeds and debris that all that negativity is thrown into your garden. The more I'm pushed down, it says so in Francine Silverman's book, she just took probably like 20 pages I had and she just put it down into just a simple form. One of the things she says about my show, the Bright Lights Pathfinder show, is that I tend to have, when anyone pushes me down into the negative realm, the stronger, more powerful my positiveness and my light shines. And that is who and what I am. I'm a light worker, and I'm also a prayer warrior. And that is, she spoke in her book as well. Go and get the book. Look at the different people and what they say in the book and who they are. Any people that are listening that want to be on a radio show, you can find any type of radio show that you need to have your focus on and who you need to get your message out to. But the simple light form is a whole existence, right? Boundless. What did God say when he first created the world? Let there be light. Let there be light. So if there's light, it's always at the end of a tunnel, the light. What's behind that hidden door? If you're in a closet and you light a candle, you're in the dark, but the dark will extinguish that candle because that door's closed. But if you have the door open in the right way in your life and your door's open properly, then you will always have a pathway to the light of all things inside of you. Listen. Listen. Listen, don't open the dark room door before God's finished with the picture, because then your life's perspective of that picture will be underexposed. What does that mean? What is he telling me now? To be very careful with what you speak, say, and do for the message to get through. There's rhythms that we have to follow, like music. And you know I don't prepare for my shows. I don't even think about them until I get on the air, because I don't want to take the flavor out of the concoction of the food for thought for people. So this sounds like so much to handle already in just 19 minutes, but it's really not. It's really not. The Kabbalah, the light, the tree of life, the light that shines within you, the Shekinah. Where's your light? Where's your light? Ask yourself right now to just sit back and think a few, take a few deep breaths, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, in through your nose. Out through your mouth. What do you feel? Everything's such a standstill. Totally focused. Totally focused. Turn the page. Write anything in your book of life that you want. It's a new leaf. If you need to, sit back a minute and relax. I want you to go up into the highest part of you that you can go. I want you to float like a free astronaut all the way up into the universe, all the way into the stars and sky. Sit like a tall cat in the saddle that you're riding your horse. going to be class that is so simplified, going back to the very beginning of any archive that you've ever listened to on any patented type show or any show, any feeling, anything that you've ever had in existence. And remember, who spoke what, when, where, and how, and what was their first projection out to you. Breathe in to the atmosphere. Breathe it out. People should not take on another person's identity. People should always be who they are and find their own niche. People should always, and always is only one thing, and that's God. So if people are always, then they're centered with God. And their words, truth, and the truth that. What is a truth that? What rings true to you? What do you want to project out? What color do you want to be today? What color is your feeling? What color do you express yourself in? Right now, this moment, I am so quiet, Dylan, and so calm and peaceful inside. The energy level has changed from the strong feeling of swallowing a Twinkie and getting all that twang in my throat into this calm and peacefulness. The electrical energy is circulating in the positive circle and going into a spiral up, up, up into the atmosphere. Now people that are tuning in are going, what is she talking about? Where is she going with all this? But thousands of you already know what I'm talking about the code that you need to break and understand. All things are so simplified, we make it hard. If you have to put so much effort into something continuously, then it's not your niche. But if it just flows freely and simply and just is, then that is a comforting, easy, and peaceful thing. Remember, guilt is self-inflicted upon you by yourself, and shame is placed upon you. Like if you steal something, like a photograph, or if you steal anything, then that's a shame that is placed upon you because it is wrong. Things that are wrong feel shameful, but people get guilt and shame mixed up because the guilt will ride you until you solve it and look at what it is that has caused that feeling. The light always shines in. This whole message is yellow, bright, strong, strong light. Right now I feel my Uncle Ron coming in, and he's saying, what about my music and his feelings as well, that he has composed. He's on his third CD, and he'll be out in a different music store soon. He's got a poster out and all these things, so I just needed to put that in. I'm getting a lot of pieces, you know, right now of people, and everyone needs to focus in on themselves and not on me so that I can do the show, because I am very, very, very easily, I pick up on different people, places, and things, but Uncle Ron, if you're listening, there's your affirmation that I feel you and hear you. And with that given, I'm going to go to, what is a motherboard? And what exactly does a motherboard do? Isn't that the whole main system in a computer or in anything that makes it go? Well, there is certain reasons that people use different nicks or synonyms or something to get a message across. And I used the word motherboard a lot this past week. So I had to look at that. What was that telling me? Is there certain forms of other types of life on the other side, you know, in the stars, the motherboard of a spaceship or a starship or whatever? You know, and what do you focus on? What's your signal? What is your signal? Like a radio signal. What is it that you're wanting to prevail? Aren't you wanting to be in the light? Aren't you wanting to get a message across to people that is pure and real? And you don't have to pussyfoot around and be the cat's meow and get the niche and the clicks and all that stuff going, because if you do that, somebody's not going to play nice. And you're going to have that conflict there, and you're going to have all that problem there. But keep your enemies closest to you and your friends really close. But your enemies should be the closest ones to you. And I have a tendency, when I get on something, when somebody has focused in on me, I will email the crap out of something. Or I will drive it into the ground until I get to the root of it. And I finally got to the root of it today. And that message is, stay away from other people's property. And it wasn't me that was messing with other people's property. It's other people messing with my property, my stuff, my thoughts, my computers or my whatever. And I had to look at that. And then it was like, where's my path? Where's it going? Where's it leading? I'm going to give you an example. I kept coming into this house, as you all know, that was being rebuilt, and I kept feeling strong energy in it. And I thought at first it was because I painted the walls yellow and bright green and bright red. And I told my mother and I told several people, I said, the energy level in there is so high, I don't think I can handle this. Like, I know I can't be unhappy in that house because it's too bright. It's strong. Well, when I moved in here, on that Friday, I kept feeling the energy. I felt, and it made me almost have anxiety, which I never have. And I told my daughter, I said, I have such anxiety over something. She had just had her shoulder operated on. I said, but that's not it. Well, that went on for almost a week. And about a week later, I was cooking in the microwave, and I had the stove going, and I had the lights going in the kitchen, and I had my TV on, which I never do. And bam, something blew. The breaker switch flew off. And so, and make a long story short, the fire department came out here. The captain told me to keep, and my son's a fireman, he said, keep the breaker switch off, because the breaker switch only flips if there's a problem. So the next day, the guy, his name is David, he writes the codes for the electrical company, you know, for the electrical to pass the code, came out here. They sent the top-notch guy out here, and I told him, I said, you know, it feels like wires are crossing, or it feels like something. I told him about the energy level in the house, and I said, it's like hot and then cold. So he went to the furnace unit out in the breaker switch, and sure enough, that breaker switch was burnt all the way, melted half in two, and both wires that connect to that breaker were melted as long as my hand. I kid you not. That was the positive and negative friction that I kept feeling. And two wires were crossed that turn on the lights that go outside. Anyway, there you have it. Listen to yourself. Listen to the intuition. Listen to the feelings. Look at the signs. Hear the signs. Feel the signs. Because that saved my life. He said I was lucky not to be sitting in ashes right now, or either watching and looking at the ashes. He said also that the electricity that was running through my house was enough to light up the whole block. So that was great that all came to an end in a positive manner. But does somebody want to call in? I feel you can. The numbers have changed, so I have to get them off the main page. Hold on just a second. It is I know that it's 877-876-5227. But there's a new number, 530-776-5185. You can call in with that number. BDS has gotten all new lines, several new phone lines. There's 530-413-4511. And there's 530-876-3222. Why don't you give me a call in and let's do some blessings or some prayers or an intuitive consultation. Because I've said enough of what I needed to say and kind of like a subliminal message out there to people. You know, the light's always going to shine here in me and around me. And when I go from this body into another realm, my soul will rise. My spirit will always stay here working and working and working with all the things that I've said, acted, spoken, and done, because how you project yourself out is the spirit that is born alive. But God created us in one image, and that's the soul, and that's what travels back to Him. I'm going to give you a few minutes. Just reflect back on what I've said, and I'm going to take a sip of water, and I'm just going to sit back and just think a minute. It's not dead air. I just need to go into another subject because I feel like I've been out there in the atmosphere for a moment. Please allow God. When did your spiritual quest start? Where were you? How did it happen? How did it start? And what is it that you're wanting to accomplish on your spiritual quest? There's your answer to your why all along. The focus. What's your main focus? I don't get call-ins because my call-ins are kind of like, I know I get a lot of people that tell me that they called in or the line's busy or whatever, but I don't really project out there that I want a lot of call-ins because you can start a conversation with somebody and it's a brief. You know, like, hey, how are you? Fine, how are you? You know, and you can barely tap in on things or touch in on things. So if I don't start a conversation with somebody at the beginning, then that's all I need to just say right now is that it's real hard to carry on a conversation. And I'm going in circles right now because I believe that I need to play some music or something. Seth, can you put some music on for just a second? I'm back. That's what it has to happen when you don't have a guest host or you don't have someone with you, because I had to blow my nose and get myself back together. The thing is that I want to go in circles tonight, and I want to just almost not make any sense, but I do want to make sense. It's not that. It's just the fact of the matter being that who takes who for granted? Who actually takes someone for granted? What if taking someone for granted? Taking something that's not theirs or using them for the good of themselves and not to benefit the other person as well. There's so much out there that is out there. Why is someone always focusing in on another person to take their niche or their act or their way? Because you know what? They'll never be able to ride in that saddle like that other person on that horse. Because they're not as tall as that cat. Ever. Ever, 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 ever. It's simplified. It's so simple, we make it hard. And with that given, I want to go to what is in your perspective right now. What are you focusing in on? What is it that has got you so tangled up and messed up that is causing you to feel like you're on a roller coaster ride and can't get to the bottom of the hill. All these people that focus on other people, do you think that that person that you're focusing in on gives you any focus back? Because you're holding your own self hostage within thinking about that person all the time. There are so many people with their spirits right now trying to come into me and do a scramble or a confusion, but it's not going to work. It's not going to work. So you can just scooty-poot on out there with your hoopla. Just get on out of my way. Because I'm going to start spitting out exactly just like the Lord said, I prayed for just a moment ago, which he's been speaking. I don't even know what I'm saying because I am calm, so calm. I feel like I'm floating on a cloud at the rocks in the rose garden. Like the feeling that the love has of a songbird. It's that content and that easy with me right now. I almost feel like so calm. I haven't felt this calm in forever. I always thought I was calm, but not this calm. This is almost tranquil, almost sedated. And I appreciate all that good positive energy that's coming in here and calm and soothing. Because it's like a reflection back to you guys. What you're reflecting in on me, I'm reflecting back to you guys. What is a messenger? What is the meaning of a messenger? If someone says that they are going to channel something or someone, or they're going to give a, you know, like a psychic or a channel or a medium or whatever, isn't that dead spirits that are right all along the world and earth channeling somebody or something that wasn't any smarter or any brighter or any better than the channeler? So if you have a direct contact with your higher source, which I choose to call Jesus Christ, then I'm a we with him because my M for my me has turned up to a W for the we. The angels all around and the saints all around, the higher realms all around. I don't want to be walking all around this earth. I want to evolve. I want to get higher and brighter in that spirit. As high as I can get with that spiritual realm. Because I want to leave this body that is just a tent with the goodness of my spirit that's walking around. Because my soul will evolve into the heavens realm. And those lost souls out there, I pray that they find their way. I just ask right now that all the souls that are walking around on this earth, the spirits that are walking around on this earth, the souls that are alive, to just pray for the spirits that are lost and that need their way back into the realm of light where they came from. Because we always come. We always go home back to where we came from. Let's just realize that there's guides out there that will help us, animal to us and help us, a person. But remember, if they haven't evolved into the highest of their masterhood, you have to test the spirit, use discernment, what feels right and good. And what, there's cloaking and there's spiritual shape shifting. There's all types of things like that. There's also vamps out there that will just suck your energy dry. You have to be able to shield yourself and keep yourself guarded. You know? It's really odd that I have so much focus in on my computer systems and my ways of my world that, believe it or not, the Mac that I just bought, they hacked into how to get into a Macintosh. And I told the Mac people, and they've been watching me, and they've been with me. And I have other phone lines that no one else knows that are maybe long-distance numbers. Nobody knows. It's mine. It's private. However, the pattern has been followed since 2005, July the 23rd. I just pray for those people that got so deep in to having to please and say yes. It's almost being taken prisoner like a slave. And they had to abide by what that person that took them slavery to do. Gotta be like a light and shine your own light. Not a whole hound, like a basset hound or whatever. You have to just really focus. You have to focus on who you are. Not allowing others to affect you. Don't allow others to affect you in your world. If you have to call the police or call the authorities, like I've been doing, like someone told me, consistency, following through, listening to your gut, and getting out there is what it's all about, and believing in yourself. Some people like to start something and then sit back and watch like a wrestling match. Like maybe you're at, what's that city with all the bright lights called? Las Vegas. The wrestling match is at Las Vegas or something, you know? Some people like to start something and then sit back and watch the wrestling start. But if you use your powers of yourself to the good of the light, it only takes circling your finger and then flicking it off like a thing that's on your finger. I want to say booger. Just flick it off. Gone. Don't let a person persuade you. Don't let a person influence you in any wrongdoings. Find your own self. Find your own niche. Find your own way. And remember, the first cell phone that you had, the name of it, because that little chip, even though you change phones, cell phones are like this. They're like a computer. They get viruses in them. My first cell phone was an Akita. And I took the chip out and I put it in another phone, take the chip out, put it in another phone. But like the lady told me the other day, she says, you've got to turn your cell phone off and repower it so that everything's wiped out. Because it gets all that junk on it and all those, you know, it's okay. I'm going to give you an example. I was telling my friend, Mom, Daddy, and her daughter that computers are like people. Every email, every link, everything that you touch, where has that one been? It's just like having sex with that again. You know, when you have sex with a person or make love with a person, where has that body been? Into that other person, into that other person, which is like what they were talking about with AIDS, the AIDS epidemic. Well, your computer system is just like that. It's like it's got to have protection. Well, then that virus or that, I'm going to say that person or those people that like that stuff or whatever, they have all that yuck on them. Well, they're going to go, you bring them in on your messenger list or your whatever list again, bam, it's in your computer system again. But then you get something that has never been hacked before. Ironically, just like I told the authorities and everybody else, my system, the virus has got in on a Mac. Right when I bought it, only a couple people knew that I had bought a Mac. And we followed the trails all the way to when they told me to do my computer. Or either send that one back and get another. So, I keep seeing carpet. the twirls in a carpet. You know what a carpet does for me besides be something soft in your feet? When you can't hold on any longer, you hold on to the edges of the carpet, and you know you're not going to be, you're not going to fall, and you're not going to die. Because if you can hold on to the edges of a carpet, then you are okay. I am bouncing all over the place tonight because everybody, I'm speaking for so many people out there that need messages that they're just like, channeling in on me, but tuning in on me, and I'm just speaking out what they're wanting to hear. You know, it's just like that. It's like a fine-tuned radio. You have to just find that little dial and just get on it, like KFNX 1100 AM. They've got a great station, and I love them to death, and I'm putting a plug in for KFNX 1100 AM and all the other radio stations, but BBSRadio.com is the number one radio station on the planet. And have so much teaching, and I've learned so much being on here, and I've learned, most of all, the unconditional, excellent, excellent feelings of love. Because if you are excellent, that is the most, utmost feeling that you can be. Seth, you there? Because I'm going off the air. It is 9:47, and I really, 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 really need to go. There is a personal issue that has come about. Thank you, Seth.